Its prickly heads are famous for catching onto clothing, so much so that it inspired Velcro. Its large leaves are recognizable from the sides of roadways. But it's burdock stalks that are a culinary treat, very popular in Asia. And forager Leda Meredith says now is a good time to eat burdock because its stalks will be tough and woody in a few weeks' time. She's here to talk about that for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Leda.
Pleasure to be here.
Burdock doesn't look very appealing. It's huge. These leaves are huge. You brought some in for me. I feel like I should have somebody fan me with this.
Exactly.
The
they make pretty good field umbrellas, too, if you need one. That's not the part you eat. So that I brought in to ID because the fact that they are these huge, fuzzy leaves that are ruffled on the edges, they sort of look like a girl's skirt on,
yeah,
on the edges. And that's how you identify it. But you actually don't eat that part. It's not... I'm not big on furry food.
Unlike nettles, which we've talked about before in Last Chance Foods, burdock does not lose its fuzziness when you steam it or cook
it. The texture on the leaves is just not great. So I skip that. There are two really awesome edible parts. They're the root. The roots are actually called gobo in Japan. And they are notoriously hard to harvest, but really good once you get them out. And they're a taproot like a carrot. They go about 2 feet straight down into the soil, so bring a shovel.
Yeah.
The easier to harvest and I think tastier part are these flower stalks. And burdock is a biennial, so the first year it doesn't flower. And then the second year it starts sending up this thick, like it can be an inch diameter, thick flower stalk.
Oh, yeah.
You can see
it.
The base of that. Mm-hmm. It's like pretty sturdy. And it starts shooting up that flower stalk. And before it actually flowers, while it's still tender, that's the part that you want to use.
How do you use it?
Okay, first of all, get rid of those fuzzy leaves.
Yeah.
Right? And then peel the stalk, which peels really easily. Just takes a few seconds.
Yeah, it's kind of a little tough and a little fuzzy itself.
It is. And that part comes right off.
Uh-huh.
And then what you're left with, some listeners might know the Italian vegetable cardoons.
Yes.
Very similar to cardoons. But basically, like, the texture is like an artichoke heart.
Okay.
Very close to artichoke hearts.
So steaming it?
Steaming is great. Stir fry is great. Braising is great. I've done burdock confit.
So that's texture. What about taste? Sell me on burdock's taste because its smell, it's very much got that summer grassy, I'm out in a patch of weeds
chlorophyll,
smell.
Weedy, yeah, lawn, yeah, smell. Yeah. That's not the taste.
Good.
So that you're sort of getting that from the leaves. So kind of a creamy texture, mild flavor with just this little hint of a pleasant bitter edge, not too much.
Can you tell me about the medicinal uses of burdock? I understand it's been used for centuries for
it,
certain
it
illnesses.
Has, probably for millennia. Amazing, amazing medicinal. The root is usually the part that's used medicinally, not the flower stalk that we're talking about for cooking. And the root is, let's see, it's great digestive aid, including for people with irritable bowel syndrome. And basically, it's good for long-standing chronic complaints. It's also good for really hard-to-treat skin complaints like psoriasis and eczema. And it's also very good for your liver.
You wrote 2 years ago, The Locavore's Handbook, The Busy Person's Guide to Eating Local on a Budget. What's your top tip?
Top tip on eating local on a budget is get to know not just when things are in season, but when they're in peak season, because that's when they're going to be at their best and also at their cheapest. So, for example, like we think tomatoes are in season all summer, but they're in peak season in August, September. And if you wait for August, September, the prices drop, the quality goes up. So find out when things are in peak season.
Leda Meredith leads foraging tours in the New York area. She is, as I mentioned, the author of The Locavore's Handbook, The Busy Person's Guide to Eating Local on a Budget. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
To learn more about burdock and to get a recipe from Leda for burdock stalks, click on culture at WNYC.org. And I put all my Last Chance Foods guests through a lightning round of questions called the 60-Second Stir Fry. Check that out at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.